from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Two people are seriously injured in a fresh outbreak of violence in Guyana. Emergency help is on the way for the crisis-hit Windward's banana industry. And is Grenada turning into a dictatorship? I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. All's reported quiet this evening in the Guyanese village of Buxton, 12 miles outside the capital, Georgetown. Two people were injured during several violent incidents. The police and some protesters exchanged gunfire. This latest resurgence in violence comes as the political parties are engaged in peace talks. It also comes at a sensitive time, with three CARICOM prime ministers expected in Guyana tomorrow. Colin Smith reports.
A strong police presence has been maintained in the village of Buxton since unrest erupted there again last night. Last evening, one of the main roads leading to the city, which passed through the village, was barricaded with tree trunks which were set on fire. Similar blockages were also placed in other areas. At least two people who were in a bus traveling through the area suffered severe burns to the face and upper body when a petrol bomb was thrown through the windscreen of their vehicle. Other persons and vehicles were also attacked. Police ranks who were on patrol in the area came under gunfire and were forced to return the fire. A police statement